Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Yomim Rabbi Avraham Goldreich, and today Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Beis. The first parak, Shnei Mochsin. This parak has been dedicated to the memory of Mr. Moshe Horn, Rav Moshe Manis ben Yaakov Yitzchak, by his children Dvorah and Dov Elias. May his neshama have an aliyah. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rava asks, Zark Arnaki bePesach Zeh biYotz bePesach Acher. If someone threw a purse in this doorway and it went out another doorway, does the homeowner acquire it? Avir Shein Sofu Anuch is something in airspace in which it's not destined to come to rest. Kamunach Tami or Lo, is it considered like it's at rest in that place or not? A proof was suggested to Rava. Rabbi Yochanan had taught that one only acquires an object or animal moving through his field if he can catch it before it leaves his field. Still, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana held that regarding a gift, he acquires it even if it will leave his field before he catches it. This proves that where someone is transferring an article to him, his chatzar acquires it even if it will leave his chatzar. Rava rejected the proof. Misgalgal gamras? You're saying a proof from a rolling object or a running animal? Shani misgalgal de kamunachtami. A rolling object is different because it's considered like it's at rest since it's touching the ground. Point number two. The next mishnah states, Mitzias beno bito katanim. The find of one's minor son or daughter, as well as his eved kanani and wife, belongs to him. The find of his adult children, eved ivri, and divorced wife, belongs to them. Shmuel explained why Katan's find belongs to his father. Shibashar Shemotza, because when he finds something, Maritza Itzel Avi Veno Ma'achir Biyado, he quickly brings it to his father and does not let it delay in his hand. The Gemara says this proves that Shmuel holds Katan Leisa Zechiyah Lenafshi Midaraisa. A minor does not have independent acquisition biblically, only under rabbinical law. Had his ability to acquire been biblical, the above reason would not have been sufficient to give the find to his father. The Gemara notes that Shmuel's interpretation is in disagreement with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who said that Gadol and Katan in the Mishnah do not refer to literal age. Rather, Gadol, the Samach HaShulchan Aviv, Zehu Katan, an adult who is dependent on his father's table, meaning he's supported by him, is considered a minor regarding this Mishnah. And Katan, Ve'eno Samach HaShulchan Aviv, Zehu Gadol, a minor who's not dependent on his father's table, is considered an adult. And pointing with you, in the next mission, Rabbi Meir says, Matzah Shtar Yechov, if one found debt documents, Im Yesh Ben Achrais Nochosim, if there's a lien on property included in them, Lo Yachzer, he may not return them to the creditor, Shebeistin Nefraiman, because Beistin will collect from them. If there's no lien, the documents may be returned because Beistin will not collect from them. The Chamim say the documents may not be returned regardless of whether there's a lien provision in the documents. The Gemara wonders what the case is. If the debtor admits the debt is owed, why should the documents not be returned when there's a property lien? Any collection would be legitimate. If he denies the debt, why is it returned when there is no property lien? It will still be used to collect from the debtor himself. It concludes that the case is Kushachai of Moda, where the debtor admits the debt is owed, but it is not returned where there's a property lien because we're concerned the shtar was written in Nisan, the recorded date, and not given until Tishrei, for example, leading Basin to unlawfully collect from those who purchased land from him before Tishrei. The Chami's position is explained on the next daf. So once again, the three points are number one. Rava asked, Zark Arnaki bePesach Zeh viYotz bePesach Acher. If someone threw a purse in this doorway and it went out another doorway, does the homeowner acquire it? Avir Shein Sofu Lanuch is something in airspace in which it's not destined to come to rest. Kamunach Tami or Lo, is it considered like it's at rest in that place or not? A proof was suggested to Rava. Rabbi Yochanan had taught that one only acquires an object or animal moving through his field if he can catch it before it leaves his field. Still, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana held that regarding a gift, he acquires it even if it will leave his field before he catches it. This proves that where someone is transferring an article to him, his chatzar acquires it even if it will leave his chatzar. Rava rejected the proof. Misgalgal gamras? You're saying a proof from a rolling object or a running animal? Shani misgalgal de kamunachtami. A rolling object is different because it's considered like it's at rest since it's touching the ground. Pointing to the next mishnah states, Mitzias beno bito katanim. The find of one's minor son or daughter, as well as his eved kanani and wife, belongs to him. The find of his adult children, eved ivri, and divorced wife, belongs to them. Shmuel explained why Katan's find belongs to his father. Shibashar Shemotza, because when he finds something, Maritza Itzel Avi Veno Ma'achir Biyado, he quickly brings it to his father and does not let it delay in his hand. The Gemara says this proves that Shmuel holds Katan Leisa Zechiyah Lenafshi Midaraisa. A minor does not have independent acquisition biblically, only under rabbinical law. Had his ability to acquire been biblical, the above reason would not have been sufficient to give the find to his father. The Gemara notes that Shmuel's interpretation is in disagreement with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who said that Gadol and Katan in the Mishnah do not refer to literal age. Rather, Gadol, the Samach HaShulchan Aviv, Zehu Katan, an adult who is dependent on his father's table, meaning he's supported by him, is considered a minor regarding this Mishnah. And Katan Ve'eno Samach HaShulchan Aviv, Zehu Gadol, a minor who's not dependent on his father's table, is considered an adult. And pointing with you, in the next mission, Rabbi Meir says, Matzah Shtari Chov, if one found debt documents, Im Yesh Ben Achrais Nochosim, if there's a lien on property included in them, Lo Yachzer, he may not return them to the creditor, Sheh Beis Din Nefarim, because Beis Din will collect from them. If there's no lien, the documents may be returned because Beis Din will not collect from them. The Chachamim say the documents may not be returned regardless of whether there's a lien provision in the documents. The Gemara wonders what the case is. If the debtor admits the debt is owed, why should the documents not be returned when there's a property lien? Any collection would be legitimate. If he denies the debt, why is it returned when there is no property lien? It will still be used to collect from the debtor himself. It concludes that the case is Kushachayev Moda, where the debtor admits the debt is owed, but it is not returned where there's a property lien because we're concerned the shtar was written in Nisan, the recorded date, and not given until Tishrei, for example, leading Beis Din to unlawfully collect from those who purchased land from him before Tishrei. The Chachamim's position is explained on the next daf. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. So here goes. When the eldest of 12 brothers threw his hefker wallet through his neighbor's back door, and it flew out the front door, his little brother found it and was going to quickly bring it to his father, who just found a shtar sheyesh bo achrayis, but did not return it to the lender despite the borrower admitting he owed the money, because perhaps it was written in Nisan, but not given until Tishrei. Once again, slow motion. When the eldest of 12 brothers, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Beis. When the eldest of 12 brothers threw his hefker wallet through his neighbor's back door, and it flew out the front door, which reminds us, Rava asked, Zark Arniki bePesach Zevi Yatzah bePesach Acher, if someone threw a purse in this doorway, and it went out another doorway, does the homeowner acquire it? Avir She'ein Sofu L'Nuach, is something in airspace in which it's not destined to come to rest, K'munach Nami, or lo, is it considered like it's at rest in that place, or not? So when the eldest of 12 brothers threw his hefker wallet through his neighbor's back door, and it flew out the front door, his little brother found it and was going to quickly bring it to his father, which reminds us, the next mission states, Metzias beno ubito katanim, the find of one's minor son or daughter, as well as his eved kanani and wife, belongs to him. The find of his adult children, an eved ivri, and divorced wife, belongs to them. Shmuel explained why katan's find belongs to his father. Shebashah shemotza, because when he finds something, meritza etzel avi ve'enu ma'achar biyado, he quickly brings it to his father and does not let it delay in his hand. The Gemara says this proves that Shmuel holds katan leisle zechil and nafshim in deraisa. A minor does not have independent acquisition biblically, only under rabbinical law. Had his ability to acquire been biblical, this reason would not have been sufficient to give the fine to his father. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba defines katan gadol in terms of whether one is supported by their father or not, regardless of age. So when the eldest of 12 brothers threw his hefker wallet through his neighbor's back door, and it flew out the front door, his little brother found it and was going to quickly bring it to his father, who just found a shtar sheyesh bo achrayis, but did not return it to the lender despite the borrower admitting he owed the money, because perhaps it was written in Nisan, but not given until Tishrei, which reminds us, a shtar which is found is not returned when there's a property lien on it, even when the debtor admits its own, because we're concerned the shtar was written in Nisan, the recorded date, and not given until Tishrei, for example, leading Beis Din to unlawfully collect from those who purchased land from him before Tishrei. So once again, when the eldest of 12 brothers threw his hefker wallet through his neighbor's back door, and it flew out the front door, his little brother found it and was going to quickly bring it to his father, who just found a shtar sheyesh bo achrayis but did not return it to the lender despite the borrower admitting he owed the money, because perhaps it was written in Nisan, but not given until Tishrei. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhoff from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.